Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively almost to the halfway point of the Crab Cake Tour going all over the state of Maryland. I will say one thing. If you're watching out on the video, you see my Coons Ford shirt, but I don't have a Wise shirt. I have a Wise mug and I have a Wise hat. I'm like the guy in the Tesla song. I don't, you know, with all the hair, I took off my hat. Imagine that. Rob Santoni is my lifer friend and sometimes managing the Fullerton location. Store number?
206.
206. There you go. You know, the one on Bel Air Road, just outside the Beltway. Used to be a Kmart. They've upgraded. They've even got gas at that Wise. As well as, and I brought this in for you, Rob. This is the apple of my eye. This is one of my favorite things in the world. Tis the season. This is the month for the gold watermelon. Dennis Colazzo.
You're a scooper there.
I am a scooper.
Scoop it.
Dennis, his Coons Ford's right across from this huge Wise Market over at Security. Like, my wife's like, wow, that's bigger than Rob's store. So we went over there and they have the sliced gold. Your store hasn't had that. You've had the sliced red and some delicious red, but I love gold watermelon, and I don't care who knows it. I was 45 years of my life before I even knew it existed. It looked like a pineapple to me. I wasn't sure what it was. So I use the ice cream scooper here. You know, I get the old KitchenAid out, and I get after it. And you're a runner. So, I mean, hydration's important to you. Do you like watermelon, man?
Yeah, that's a good source. Do you know why it's yellow?
It's to make it taste better.
It's just a natural mutation.
There's Did you look this up?
I don't
it tastes better than red.
But,
it tastes better than red.
It's just a natural mutation, but it is sweeter, yes. And it
tastes like honey.
Honey, right. It's a hint of honey. Yeah.
Mm. God, get the Wise Market. I can't believe you sell these. You just don't eat them all.
Yeah. You know, they're not as plentiful. You know, some stores might get a little bit more than the next, but I walk by there on a, occasional basis. And they're there, but
they're round. They're not as oblong.
Perfectly round. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Wise Market just put me on the road, not just to get, cantaloupe and watermelon in my teeth here this time of year and delicious peaches and Silver Queen corn and all that stuff. But your folks have noticed I'm on a crab cake tour and you have a crab cake that you're going to invite me out to. And you call it the best $6 crab cake you've ever had, right?
It's the best $6 crab cake.
Oh, look at that. You got one right there. I didn't know you had that.
That's my breakfast.
You know what I would do with that for breakfast? I would get me an English muffin. I would get me an English muffin is what I would do. And I'd toast that. I'd get me a fresh tomato out of your produce, one of the big, fat Eastern Shore, right? And I would work that up. And what I would do is get some cheddar cheese. And I would work me a crab melt. I would take that $6 crab cake and I would dress it up with some cheese, some tomato.
Turn it into a $12 crab cake.
I would turn it into a 1995 platter with home fries and maybe, a slice of cantaloupe, of cold watermelon on the side.
Maybe some Old Bay corn.
What is that?
It's Old Bay corn.
It grows like Old Bay.
It grows like that with Old Bay.
So you sell it that way. I've never seen that before.
We do. We just sprinkle it. It's a little, like marketing enhancer.
Is that gold corn or white? Yellow.
It's actually both. It's both.
I only eat white corn.
Got a little yellow.
You're sorry. No offense to Old Bay or anybody associated. I'm very particular about my produce. You know this, Rob. I'm organic. I stopped in the other day. My wife loves the tri-colored lettuce, the lettuce with the red head and right on the vine. And we bring that home. We break it off. My wife's skinny and beautiful. You know this. And very healthy. And she's watching me eat crab cakes. She, for lunch, instead of eating sandwiches, she makes the lettuce the bread.
Yeah.
So she gets big, strong lettuce, and that's what she eats. She's into mayonnaise and stuff that I'm not into. By the way, dude, with those crab cakes, are you cocktail, tartar, or mustard with the $6 crab cake it was?
I'm cocktail.
You're cocktail. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm cocktail too. Never mustard. No. I don't like mustard so much.
I don't even know what that is.
So
that's just weird.
I got a crab cake. Well, no, it's not. I mean, Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, your dad would, your mother would tell you, your parents are Highland Town. They would tell you in Highland Town.
Mustard.
No, I'm telling you, in the 40s and 50s, if you got a crab cake, in Baltimore in the 40s or 50s, it was served the way it was a $6 crepe. It wasn't Gucci and lumpy and like $28. It wasn't that. It was what your crab – it was a nice crab blend with a nice mayonnaise, mustard, yep, dry, celery stuff in it. And then they fry the hell out of it, right, in a pan fry. And then you get saltines – and they would give you mustard. Salty. You would eat mustard, and I don't eat, yep, mustard, but people do it, right? So this, yep, is the Fadley's people told me they changed this in the 80s when she thought no one would buy it because it would be too expensive because using the jumbo lump. And that's when like you're like, oh, that tastes too good to put mustard on. You know, we don't put mustard on, right, that. Right. So the other day, my wife and I went to Annapolis for day 11. I went to Annapolis alone, and I had the old school East Side fried pan seared is what they call it. Crab, yeah, cake. Most places they talk broiled or they talk fried. They don't talk pan seared. Right. So I went down to Davis's in Eastport, Annapolis, because I wanted something different than the lumpy thing. And they served it with a tartar sauce that I actually ate. It had lemon in it. It had dill in it. It was fresh. It wasn't like out of a can or in a little packet. It was legitimate, like
elevated. Was it on crackers or a roll?
It came crackers, but they didn't serve cocktail. They had ketchup and mustard on the table, like it is a bar. But they served tartar, but it was an elevated tartar with it. I took the second crab cake because it was so – it reminded me of Memorial Stadium, Rob. You know, like Memorial Stadium had crab cakes in the press box and they sold them down at the Leaning Tower Pizza and they served them with crackers and mustard packets is how they served it. They fried the hell out of it. So I brought this crab cake home and my wife busted into the mustard in her refrigerator. I bought some shrimp from you with a little cocktail that comes with it. And I had cocktail sauce with my crab cake. My wife had three different kinds of mustard and I had the tartar that was legitimate. And I brought that last crab cake home, which is something I might do to your crab cake. I may fry the heck out of the $6 crab cake, serve it with saltines. Mm. It was so comforting to me, dude. Like we broke that crab cake into 15 pieces and all of them had a little fried edge to it the way I like it. And then she started like working with spicy mustard and Polish mustard because she likes mustard. She got me a honey Dijon and I liked it. I had like a little honey.
It was like a crab cake flight. You were testing everything, right?
I think that's what I want to do with you. Can we do that with your crab cakes?
So how are we
going to do your – you tell me because I told the folks this one, I'll do whatever Santoni tells me to do.
This is the perfect size for the crackers.
That's broiled though. That was put in the – that's not fried. That's not pan fried. That one, that's beautiful. It's broiled. No, it's pretty.
Right. But, you know, that's about what it would look like, you know, because of the size of it. But – never on a roll. The roll just takes away from it. I agree with you.
Oh, you don't crackers. Do. See, I like a sandwich. I'm okay with a sandwich. Yeah.
So, like, salt.
I'm not denominational. This is like talking about God with me with crab. I don't Presbyterian.
They're
Lutheran,
all different.
But you know what? I'm okay with all of them. I'm good with whatever your religion is, whatever you do with a crab cake. If you go down to Southern Maryland and you put that god awful mayonnaise with relish in it. Oh, and you slather it all over that salted up thing. It's okay. I'm not going to, but it's not for me. For me, right. I don't really, if I'm buying, no offense to your $6 crab cakes, your $6 crab cakes, but I can also buy $48 jumbo lump in your seafood that comes out of the Chesapeake Bay from J.M. Clayton, because I've seen it. And that's not a $6. It's a different, but right. Every crab cake can be made delightful by this. A couple things. You got to have fresh meat. It's got to be fresh. People call it filler, right? It's got to have some substance. It has to have flavor. It has to have a technique. Right. And then there's the technique of whether you're pan frying it, whether you're broiling it, whatever you're doing, whatever oils you're using, olive oil, whatever, it's going to affect the flavor of it. I would just say I have found lots and lots of ways that I like crab cakes. So when people say, what's the best one? And I'm like, on Wednesday, this fried little hockey puck was the best one I had on Wednesday because like I picked it. I didn't want the Gucci one at Edgewater or the one at the Boathouse. I'll go get that one later. It's a different kind of crab cake. That crab cake, I would never put cocktail. I wouldn't even talk in mustard. I'd be making fun of myself. But your crab, the $6 crab cake, and that's a pair you have there. It's 12 bucks for two.
Yep, exactly. So, right. So we use the Wise pasteurized lump crab meat, okay, and it's got the panko, breadcrumb, you know, as
the filler. Some people use saltines. Some people, yeah, I had,
exactly.
Leonard Raskin said, put Progresso breadcrumbs in there. And I'm like, if that's the way you like them, dude, if that's the way you like them, right?
Yeah, right. A little bit of parsley, and we've got this imperial sauce. That's it. Four ingredients.
No. Imperial sauce is not one ingredient. That's like a line item. What's in the imperial sauce?
I don't have it broke down. It comes like it's a Winter Gardens imperial sauce.
It's a secret. Winter Gardens imperial.
We'll go with that.
Hold on. Winter Gardens imperial. I'm going to Google to find out what's in it, because it's not good enough for me to just say that. I need to know what's in it. I know there's mayonnaise in it. I know there's stuff in it. Now Winter Gardens isn't telling me. I Googled them. No one will tell me what's in their thing. So I always have to guess. I have to say, I taste some paprika in there. I caught some white pepper, because it has more of an Asian feel to it. I caught white pepper in a crab cake at Fratelli's. I told Dennis about it when I brought him back the crab meat from Jam Clayton in Cambridge. He put white pepper in it, and he's like, I think you may have discovered the secret. And I'm like, Dijon mustard, dry Worcestershire versus wet Worcestershire. All of these
different. I can't pick up those kind of details. If it's good, it's good. But, you know, you've got some nice taste buds there.
I cook a lot. Pick up something. Since I got married the last 20 years, and this is a honoring Wise Markets, you guys have a hell of a spice aisle, especially in the bigger stores, right? Like, it's not just McCormick and 10 spices anymore.
Sure.
There's literally thousands of spices. And then when you talk about marinades, the word that they use on the Food Channel is slurry. Slurry is the word. So what your imperial sauce is, it's a slurry. You make some liquid, then you dump that in. That liquid, that imperial sauce or whatever that is. And in a lot of places they say, we're very simple. We just put lemon and parsley and a little bit of whatever it is, J-O, whatever their spice. They try to keep it simple. In East Baltimore, you know this, we were poor. We had claw meat. We were trying to dress it up. We would dump it into soup, you know, into tomato soup, right? And with bacon or whatever and make it crab soup. But my mom, she would use French's mustard, mayonnaise, and she didn't have like a recipe on a card. She just felt it out. She would put Worcestershire, but she would always put celery seed in a crab cake. And I'll be honest, most of the crab cakes I ever had in my lifetime, in my childhood, and look, you know, you have a Dundalk background. So when I start talking about Ross's, House in Neptune, I'm just going down the list. Ruggiero's, Corral Inn, Jimmy's. I'm going through all of these places on the east side, that Graceland Inn, that we got crabs or crab cakes. My recollection is all of them had celery seed in it. And I remember getting a celery seed in my teeth an hour later, and some crabs have celery seed in the seasoning that you dump on steamed crabs. I have not had a celery seed on this tour. I'm almost halfway through. I've had celery seed in soup and crab soup on in Southern Maryland. So that's a piece that I'm waiting to taste it or get that profile. And I hadn't had a legitimate pan fried crab cake on this whole tour. Because in Ocean City, they're Gucciing it up. They're lumping it. They're, you know, but what I've had, and this is a new technique for me, and this is the thing I'm learning. You can broil a crab cake on a hot skillet, and the underneath of it, because of the mayonnaise and the buttery and the oil, the bottom of it will act like a fried crab cake, and the top will just be that broiled feeling. I've decided that's the perfect crab cake. I mean, like when I'm wondering what a perfect crab cake is, it's a party on the bottom with that caramelization. And then it's like business on top where you get that, you get the delicacy of the meat. So this is, I know that's I'm a little more Gucci, you know, I'm going
that's
crazy.
That's exactly what I grew up with. You know, the pan fried, my mother always had them. They were the hockey puck, like you call it. And, you know, two crackers.
And you don't get them that way much more anymore. Like, that's what I'm saying. When I went to Annapolis, there aren't a lot of places that serve them that way because the meat's so expensive that they don't, that they feel like a little bit of flavor, a little bit of seasoning, and a little bit of love. And I mean, that's good enough. It's delicious. I'm not complaining about it. And then there's a very simple way. Like, one of the first crab cakes I had was over at State Fair in Catonsville. And He told me it's a really simple, and it really was, and it was delicious because the meat was good. He's buying meat at $60 a pound. He doesn't want to mess with the meat. In the same way, if you buy a filet, how much do you want? How much A1 do you want to dump on it? Sure. You don't, right? You don't want to put ketchup on that. So I'm trying to, because you're serving a $6 crab cake. I bought $40 crab cakes on the road. They're not the same, but they're both delicious if they're done the right way. And it's always the slurry. It's that the imperial sauce you talk about. So now I'm going to have to come get the crab cake. Now I'm going to have to get it with you. Now I'm going to have to say, that's paprika in there. That's mayonnaise dominant. That has a little dill. That has a little how are you, man? How are things at Wise? I mean, tell me about fresh produce right now.
Things are good. Hold on.
Oh, here you go. Okay, well, I'll talk.
I can't believe I'm having a crab cake for breakfast, but you know what? We might be onto something with that.
I'm telling you, put that over the egg. The milk. You want to go English muffin, tomato, the way they did it at Burke's.
Yeah.
And then you put it in the broiler and have the cheese just get brown and crispy like a pizza. Rob Santoni's my guest. He's at Wise. You can find him in Fullerton. Store number 206.
206.
I'm learning.
206.
That was my fifth grade homeroom number, 206. I can remember that.
There you go.
Produce, you do a lot of charity stuff though, right? Well, you're always rounding up. And we talk about this month, and you know, I've been to some poor places in Maryland. I've been off the road. I've been down in Southern Maryland. Yeah. I've been in Eastern Shore. I'm going down to Crisfield and Pocomoke City. I'm going to see the whole state. I've seen mansions on hills. I've seen covered bridges. And I've seen, you know, some people that need help, that need food, that me holding up this whole watermelon would be more than they've had to eat in a week. So, and I talk a lot about hunger on the show. Oh, look at that peach.
Look at that.
Is that Georgia or is that Maryland? What is that?
These are Carolina.
Here's the problem with peaches, man. Sometimes I make a mistake and get the white. I don't love white. I don't love white. I'm a yellow.
Oh, God. Here, smell it. Can you smell it?
Okay. Don't see. I have your peaches in the other room. We came in the store the other day. I didn't shop in
They're getting
store.
Bigger and bigger. I mean, look at this. It's huge. You know, it's almost softball size.
I have been in 7 Wise markets since the beginning of the tour. I've been in the one in Easton. I've been in 2 or 3 down in Southern Maryland. Southern Maryland, like near Solomon's, there's like 4 or 5 of them. We went in
all
several of them.
All shapes and sizes, right?
I found a new product that I love. If I had it in here, I'd plug it. I love coconut water. I mean, I've just in the summertime, it's been, well, for your hydration, you're a marathoner. You coconut water must be a part of what you do. I found the C2O product that has pulp in it. It's in a can. It was on sale, $2.39 with my Wise Rewards, regular $2.59. I got 20 cents off. I bought like 20 of them and put them in the trunk of the car. And my wife keeps drinking them because she loves it. But the rewards card goes a long way. But your stores, the one thing I'll say about Wise, all the stores are different sizes. I mean, there's some that are really, really big down in Southern Maryland.
That comes through our last 5 years of acquisitions. You know, we bought the 5 Mars stores, and then we bought 30 plus Food Lion stores 5 years ago when they were going through some, downsizing and divesting and things like that. So that's why they're different sizes. But all the newer stores that, you know, we're building from the ground up look similar to 206 here in Fullerton. We've got some beautiful stores in West Virginia, in PA that we built, you know, either from the ground up or close to it.
I'm going to Frostburg next week. I have heard the Frostburg stores like ginormous. So I'm going to build we're taking the Frostburg Flyer, the train from Cumberland over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the old B&O train. It's something I want. It's on my bucket. It's been on my list for 15 years that if I ever get out there, I'm going to do it. So I'm doing that, and we're going to that might be a day I get a crab cake at your, I don't know where I'm getting crab cakes at Frost. I put some effort into this. There's some places out like in Wisp, and there's a place or two in Cumberland, but in between there's just like the Savage River, and that doesn't have crabs. It has fish, and I'll be fishing in there. So, but for you and me, like we should make a day to like have a cake together. Right. I mean, old school.
Okay. I'm good with that. You know,
can you make them in the store? Can I come over to the store? Mm-hmm. You make them in the store?
Yeah, I made this one. Yeah. Yeah, we just walked it over to the bakery and baked it in their oven.
I never think to do that when I'm in Wise. I just like, I pick up produce and I see you.
Well, I'm not going to let you in the bakery to use our oven, but I mean, that's what we do. So we'll have crab wagons. We have a crab wagon coming up in September.
What day is that? We'll sell, you know the day?
Oh, hold on. I believe it is the 19th. September 19th, we have Harris Seafood come up from Graysonville. Steams crabs.
I've been to Graysonville. Right
right there over, Kent Narrows, right there under the bridge. So,
what time of the day will that be on the 19th?
12 to 4.
Well, the reason I'm asking is,
yeah, there might be a Ravens game.
It's a Sunday, and there's a little game that Patrick Mahomes like will be here that day, you know? So yeah, maybe I could bring him a crab cake that morning. Yeah, it's 8 o'clocker. Yep.
Oh, good. So it doesn't hurt. So anyway, 12 to 4, and they'll steam the crabs right on our parking lot. We take pre-orders, but we sell these crab cakes. We can sell 70 to 100 crab cakes during that time period. And the
well, you're
going
to sell 71 to 100 one because I'm going to come have one. How about that?
Yeah, right. So,
all right. You know, the folks, count me in. How about this? Like, we'll just do this. Noon on September 19th, I will be there.
Okay.
All right, I would say my calendar right now, noon, September 19th. And so I will be out your way that day. And, you know, I haven't had a crab in 5 weeks. I saw Al Seafood, my dear friend Chad. He's got his pop-up business now over on German Hill Road. I want to give him some love for Chad and Ricky and the whole crew over there. I got some legitimate Maryland. His whole family's Hooper's Island. So those crabs came right out of this water. I brought them home. And when I eat crabs at home, I get 5 or 6. And I don't need the big ones or whatever. Sure. They were so delicious. And he said, that's because they came from Maryland waters. What I'm finding, Rob, and I know, like, we're all Maryland-centric. We all think we're the best, and we beat on our chest and, like, all of that. I have learned the difference between the brackish water in Maryland and the grasses. And, like, when you get at Rocky Point, you're like, that water looks muddy. Well, it's the brackishness. It's the natural condition of the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries that allow those crabs to grow this big and be sweet, and that's why they taste better than when you get them from Texas where they're saltier, or you get them from Florida where they're saltier because of the salt, or you get them from North Carolina and they might be a little less mustardy. The thing I've learned, and I did a long segment with Jack Brooks and Damie Hahn, Damie from Fadley's, and Jack runs J.M. Clayton, and I have senior meat there from Cambridge, that the Maryland crabs, especially as you get further north, the crabs have to go further from Virginia up, like up toward the Susquehanna, getting up toward Cecil County where I'm going, that if a crab gets that far and lives that long and sloughs in the winter, that the crabs have to work harder to stay alive because the water's cooler, right? As it gets warmer, the crab that's this big's a couple years old, that crab has fat in it. And it's got fat in it because of the muscle it took to live that long and be there. And that's why when you open the big fat Maryland crabs, they have all that mustard in it and all that fiber in it, because that's what makes it taste better. And that's why when a female's bigger and it gets cracked at the house, and when I find orange roe from a female in a crab cake at Suicide Bridge over in Hurlock, Maryland, that crab cake tastes like this watermelon. It's just so sweet and delicious. So this is what I'm learning about Maryland crabs. And, you know, I appreciate why sponsor me. Well, I'm trying to educate. I'm getting educated by really smart people. Because you're Highland Town, right? Your parents went out for a dozen crabs one day and you brought them home. You're like, those crabs weren't very good, right? You always say, how were the crabs? Were they good?
Yeah.
And you say, well, they weren't very good. Well, they probably came from, like, North Carolina, or came from Texas, or came from Louisiana. Not that those would be bad, because I had delicious. The barn used to get crabs from Louisiana back in 25 years ago. They're delicious, but they don't taste like a Maryland crab.
Because we get them year round.
It has a different flavor profile. Yeah. It literally just tastes different because the water it lived in, that it grew in, was different. And so the Maryland crab, this is the time of year: August, September, October. We always say the big ones run now. When your guy brings those crabs over in September, they're going to be as big as my head. They're going to be sweet because they came from the Chesapeake Bay. And I'm going to have crabs and a crab cake with you on 19th. How about that?
Good. Sounds good.
Talk about rounding up for hunger. Give me that.
Yeah, great. So, you know, this month we, you know, got another call as marketing, Round Up for Hunger. You know, that's one that we do often. And
that means when it's $32.81, they say, do you want to donate the 19 cents? And you just say yes.
Exactly. And, you know, we started that during the, pandemic because, there was less, we wanted to speed the checkout process and less cashier interaction, for social distancing. And we found that, putting it on the roundup when all those self scans, would be a good way to go. It has proved to be so successful. We've raised so much money, and Roundup Fight for Hunger is no different. We are approaching this week $300,000.
All right.
And that's from the goodness of our customers.
Number.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I think people get it, people understand it. Those that are employed and have been least affected by the pandemic are feeling, more charitable, and that's appreciated. You know, because like you said, all around the state, you've seen it. You know,
oh, when I check out, would you like to round up for hunger? Yes.
There's people in need, and there's more to come as we get in, to back to school, and there's extra pressure put on families for lunches and breakfast and, things like that and school supplies.
Some people aren't having a crab cake and gold watermelon for breakfast the way we are today, right?
Right, right. So, we're here with 200 stores throughout the chain and so many in Maryland. It's just great to, be able to help in the business we're in and, be able to collect it seamlessly and, turn that big check over to the food banks within our chain.
I just squirted watermelon all over my glasses. I swear to God, I just came flying out. I had a crab do that to me last week too. Just going all over the place.
Sometimes can be wet.
Here.
So
Rob works with Wise.
Yep. So, thanks for talking about, the crab cakes. $6, best 4-ounce, $6 crab cake you'll get. I gave you the secret ingredients. When you're in, stop and pick up the Old Bay corn. We actually grow it this way. The Old Bay's there with the husk back.
And it's only $5 too.
Yep. It's only $5 for 5 already shucked. You can buy the individual ones cheaper.
Well, this
but,
way,
you
didn't get a bad piece of corn. I mean, we got six pieces of corn out on the Eastern Shore on the side of the road just because we were driving by and we were like, and one of them was no good, right? I mean, two of them were no good, actually.
Right.
But the others were delicious, but at least when you buy it that way, you know what you're getting. Rob Santoni is here, Wise Markets. I shop there. My wife found out that I was going to tour the ice cream factory up in Sunbury. So she went onto the page and she's been looking in the store. She's seen that coconut chocolate almond thing that you guys do, the seasonal flavors. Yeah. So I'm eating a lot of bread. I'm eating too many French fries. I mean, you're a fit, guy. I picked up almost 10 pounds this month already. So I'm trying to I haven't been working out either. So I need to take a walk on the beach next week when I get back down to Ocean City, but I've been working, but it's been a great month. So we're going to make September 19th is going to be my official tour stop for the Wise Crab Cake. Is that fair?
Good deal. Yeah.
Right. I'll be out there
on the
19th.
Calendar.
You'll see me and buy coconut water and your peaches and your watermelon and all that, and especially your lettuce. Fresh produce always at Wise. And I can assure you now that I've been all over the state, their Wise is all over the state. You can get Wise anywhere you want, but you can find Rob Santoni at store number 206 up in Fullerton. Always appreciate you, my brother. We'll see you soon. Okay.
Sure. Thanks, Nestor. Okay. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Rob Santoni. He is, he's one of many keeping us fed, and make sure you're rounding up for hunger here this month. I'm on the road. I'm everywhere. I've been all over the state. Back on the Eastern Shore this weekend, in Ocean City next weekend for the Mako. I'm going to be traveling to, believe it or not, Rob, the Somerset County Tourism Group is taking me to Smith Island 2 weeks from Sunday. I'm having Smith Island cake. My wife has gotten me netting because apparently the bugs are bad there, and I'm a real wuss about bugs. So I'm going to be a tenderfoot on the Smith Island terrain and eating fresh crab cakes and probably produce and all sorts of stuff over there in Crisfield. So Eastern Shore, and then we go west, Deep Creek, and I'll be checking out the Wise Market out in Frostburg as part of Deep Creek Lake and going fly fishing for the first time in my life with Dan Rogers of the Baltimore Sun. Also going to Antietam for the first time in my life. After that, we're going to be at a Big Cork Vineyard. So we have a whole statewide tour. Wise is putting me on the road for these Wise conversations, and we've been having them. Ben Cardin joining us next Friday to talk H-2B visas and J-1 program on the Eastern Shore. That's going to be happening in Ocean City on Friday. So a lot of things happening, and it's football season. I am Nestor. Go ahead, Rob. Sure.
Hey, let me give you a shameless plug. So those from Highlandtown, Dundalk, Essex, okay? Mm-hmm. We all know Pizza John's and Squires.
Of course.
We have them coming into the stores, local stores, selling them frozen in the weeks to come.
You're selling Pizza John's now?
And Squires.
Perfect.
Yep. So I'll be looking for that.
Well, Pizza John sponsors me, so I prefer Pizza John. That's just the way I am. I like sponsors. Yep. especially ones that give me gold watermelon and crab cakes. Rob Santoni is here.
Thanks,
another Pastor. Wise conversation in the books. I got the hat. I took. He was worried that I cut my hair. I want to like let everybody know that I have not cut my hair. I'll take my hat off. Just let everybody know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The hair is real, dude. It's all. I'm growing it in case I see Guns N' Roses on the tour. That's what I'm doing. I am Nestor. We are WNST awesome. AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Wise conversations, watermelon and crab cakes and stuff. It's Baltimore Positive.